What is up? We are possibly retards, but definitely virgins. This is Teenage Virgins. Hope you like that new intro. It's not going to be staying for a whole lot. We are missing a person, so this is the Joe and Morgan show.
The Joe and Morgan show. Joe is first because Joe's important.
Very important. Also, he's older. We are slurping on tea.
Yes. I'm Joe the show.
I'm Morgan.
Yeah.
And,
shit.
And we are messing up.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fourth episode.
Great first, you know, beginning of episode.
We were going to have girls with us today, but then we smell.
Yeah, we smell really
welcome
bad.
To the world's most smelliest podcast duo.
Yeah.
I smell like shit.
I put on deodorant.
Yeah, but he still smells like piss. Anyways.
We're being sarcastic. We love each other very much.
Yeah, we were making out before this episode started, 100%. Actually.
I tried slipping him the cock, but he didn't want it.
Yeah,
and then
I was confused by there was a cock in his mouth. And
yeah.
He was like, oh, no.
I just borrowed my homies.
Yeah.
So
you borrowed your home.
Yeah. We forget to stay strapped. My homie took my cock.
Welcome to Teenage Virgins.
Yeah, welcome to Teenage Virgins. We're going to be trying to at least put out an episode every week, even if he's not here. So,
especially if Vinny's not here.
Yeah,
we hate him.
We fucking... No, be gone!
Vinny is a whore.
Whore, slut, gay, homo, fag.
And he's white.
He is definitely
white.
He's
definitely white.
And I'm black.
And we support...
gays.
Other... something. We support something.
Yeah. So, what do you think about the, what's it called? You know how, like, you can choose your gender on websites, and then you can push other? How much fun have you had with that?
I've had so much fun.
I made myself an email where I'm a can of pears.
They go other, type it here. It's like, no, like, you know, just leave the option as other. If you, like, put a type it here, you're going to go have someone that says, I'm the black Michael Jackson.
Yeah, someone's
yeah.
going to be like, I'm a razor scooter.
Yeah, I am the goat man.
I am Satan himself.
Yes.
Dude, Osama bin Laden.
I hate... I can't say that.
I'm. If you can't tell, I'm a little tired.
We spent exactly 1 hour sitting in this garage, not doing anything but watching videos.
Yeah, shout out to Filthy Frank.
Shout out to everyone. Young Gravy.
MC Virgins making that fire ass,
yes.
Bomb ass music.
Shout out to Vinny, who died in a horrific car crash yesterday.
Yeah,
Fudge gave us his laptop.
He did.
Just,
no, this is
no, this is his. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Vinny, you still
fuck
suck.
Vinny, your ass. You smell worse than us.
This is Vinny's official firing.
Him.
We're firing Vinny.
He's going to be listening to this like, what the hell? I'm going to get a call later tonight. I'm getting a call later tonight. He's going to be like,
fuck?
Wow, okay.
Wow.
This is just the talk shit episode. This is the talk shit on
yeah.
Vinny.
This is, okay, welcome to talking shit on Vinny.
The title is Vinny's a fag. We hate Vinny.
It went from the Joe and Morgan show to Vinny's a fag.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, we just took a tea break. Bro,
shout out to
tea
Sweet Tea.
Yeah, shout out to Sweet Tea for being so damn good.
And shout out to Green Tea for sucking ass.
Some
ever,
green tea sucks
some,
ass.
Some.
Hot green tea is pretty nice.
Green tea is actually pretty cool.
Have you had green tea mochi?
I have not.
It's really good.
Huh.
And then green tea Kit Kats, dude, they're fucking amazing.
When I went to go try coffee for the first time, this year is actually the first time I've ever drank coffee. I also tried out different tea flavors, and I found out that I like a lot of flavors, like peach and mango and all that shit.
Yeah, I get you.
Coffee is weird, and so far, every coffee I've ever tasted tastes the same. Just different, hot, cold, some has whipped cream. Some has toenails, you know.
Yeah, I get you. So I used to have this really good coffee addiction during school.
Really good coffee addiction?
Really good coffee
really
addiction.
Really good.
And let me describe how my mornings usually went. I'd wake up a little 10 minutes past my alarm, so I have 20 minutes to get to my bus. I usually grab a shower. I'm one of the people that brushes my teeth in the shower.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I'm one of the people that brush my cock
time.
In the shower.
Yeah. I don't know how people beat off in the shower. It's weird. But on topic.
that was off topic.
I guess. So I'm over here. I brush my teeth. I get out of the shower like normal people do. Or I just go to school in my shower. You know, same thing.
You know, portable shower.
Yeah.
You know,
put on clothes.
You know, go to school naked.
I have ran to the bus stop and put on my pants halfway there.
I have ran to the bus stop shirtless.
Yeah, I've done that too.
I had the backpack like one strap on, and
yeah.
Then I was putting my shirt on through one, and then I did the whole change thing where I changed the strap and I put my shirt on again. It was weird.
I was putting on my shoes, but when my bus came up.
But there's a point where you're just like, oh my god, my mom's gonna whoop my ass if I don't get to the bus.
Yeah.
Or someone like that, you know?
I legitimately one day had to sprint after the bus because this is like the first new day. And they said, oh, we're gonna be there at 7:20. You know, she was there at 7:10. And I just got out the door. So I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. So I started sprinting. She took off, bro. She said, skirt, skirt. Went down the street, took a right. So I was like, wait, she's taking a right? And I went, I did the major cutoff. I ran in front of the bus. I was like, hey, yo, bus, wait up. I haven't told Vinny. I haven't told the podcast.
I am the podcast.
Yes, you are. Hey,
yes,
podcast.
Thank you. My middle name is Podcast, actually.
That's pretty hot.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I
really
kiss you.
I was called Podcast, and then everyone decided to use me, and now I'm just, I need my copyright back.
Yeah.
Because they took my fucking copyright, and
just
now.
Podcast TM.
Yeah, I was going to make a porn website called Podcast, but
really?
No, they just said, oh, hey, well, not podcasts are these little stupid shit. Podcasts suck, and if you make a podcast, you're a fat, wait.
Whoa there.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah,
so, I think, middle school year? Did you hear about this? I don't know, you might have.
I heard about middle school.
Yeah. No, not in middle school, but like in the middle of high school.
I'm in the middle of high school.
In the middle,
middle
school.
School year. Yeah, middle school.
We had this substitute bus driver, and this is when the construction on the bridge was going on. This bitch hits what is it called? A roller? Like one of those rollers?
Oh, yeah. Like, not cement roller?
No.
No. Wait, no, basically, the big thing with the circle. Yeah.
Yeah, with the third
the circle. You know
what's it called? A steamroller.
Steamroller. Yeah.
Yeah, she hit and scraped the bus on a steamroller. Cracked the window, like the big window in the front of the bus.
Oh my god.
Cracked that shit and everything. And we're over here just laughing it up. See, I would have been a lot happier. She stopped two blocks away from my house and which made us sit on the bus for 40 minutes in the really, really hot, really, really sweaty bus. And people were getting pissed off and shit. And I was like, hey, I live just down the street. You should, like, let me go. And she was like, according to the laws of the bus, I cannot let you off until the police come.
The laws of the bus?
And I'm just
there's,
like
a Declaration of Independence of the bus school.
Read the buses. No, but I'm over here, I'm just like, I mean, okay, but why do you got to get the cops involved? And she was like, oh, you know, in case anybody got hurt and they try to press charges on me, I'm like, oh, my leg! And then I went to the back of the bus like I usually do.
It went into my vagina.
It went deep into my vagina.
I don't have a vagina, actually. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Secrets Podcast.
I'm pretty sure we're both certified cock users.
I don't know, actually. I think I have both.
Oh.
Yes.
That's quite interesting.
You know, you can make a hole with your arm if you put it like this. And you can someone can shove their cock in there if they want to.
But
know?
That's like really, that's really.
That's really kind of. I've seen hentai of that.
I've seen a lot of hentai.
You know, I've seen a lot of hentai in my days. And Naruto
there's,
is not good.
There's a point where it comes to coming. And then there's a point where it comes to watching and then coming.
There's
I've
a point,
ascended to the watching coming.
There's a
watching
point where
again.
I just watch hentai for the storyline.
Like if I bust and I'm like, you know what, I want to see
where this goes.
I want
to know why. I want to know why Hiroshi is having sex with his sisters. Okay.
No.
My sister. Wow, she has so much big breast. I'm going to sex.
Yeah.
No, what the heck?
It's okay. We're alone. Bitch, your parents are across the... See, I'm over here, you hear, your mom's gonna be like, what's going on
what?
There?
Uh-huh.
No, but I'm over here...
That's why we have a lock
they
on the door.
They moan into the hell, like, inside of a locker. They bang it. All right, first off, if your locker can fit two ass people, two whole, tall high school kids...
What high school are you going to?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I want to know that, because
I
want to, like...
The locker is like a TARDIS. You remember
okay,
the TARDIS from Doctor
yeah,
Who?
Yeah,
like,
I want
shit bigger on the inside.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not even mad. Because I want to know where that high school is. Because I'm mad that our high school doesn't have that much big lockers. I can barely fit my backpack in there half the time.
I don't have a locker either.
But whenever
I remember middle school, I had a locker.
One time I was like running late to a class. So I was like, hey, can I put my bag into this? Because it was like PE and I didn't need my bag, right? So the bag was slowing me down. So I asked my friend, hey, can I put my bag in your locker? They're like, sure. Their locker was empty because they were like leaving for something. But try to put my bag in there. Got to like freaking push it with my shoulder. It's so small.
That's why I got late in the mornings a lot.
And I don't know anyone that does have a locker, really. Other than my friend.
I don't know.
I mean,
like in middle school, when I had lockers and shit, everybody had lockers, actually.
Yeah, they always assigned you lockers. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you know, it's cool.
This is why I'm late in the mornings. Yeah, because my locker's right here. My first class is all the way over there.
And
having to get my shit in the locker is so difficult.
I just remember always thinking to myself, okay, so when I get to my locker, I'm going to have to ace the combination first, and then I'm going to have to, like, do it all in one swift motion.
Don't you hate it when you feel like somebody's, like, when you're waiting, like, a friend is waiting on you, and you fuck up the combination, you're like, oh, hell no, I look like a dumbass now. Like, I don't even know my own combo, bruh.
What is the I don't even know my own combo to my phone. Shout out to my phone, by the way, for having countless amounts of porn.
Joe got rich boy swag now. He has an iPhone.
I have an iPhone now, which means my dick pics are in HD. Actually, I don't send dick pics.
Speaking of dick pics, I was about to ask you, have you sent dick pic?
I have sent a few. Not a lot. Reactions? I wouldn't know.
I had this girl text me back.
I remember. There's like this one meme where it's like, remember, girls don't masturbate to dick pics. Yeah. They use it for blackmail. And I was like, you're right.
Yeah, that is very right.
I send ass pics, though. I do send ass pics.
If you want some ass pics.
Shout out to, go to my Instagram at JoDeShowOfficial if you want ass pics.
Yeah, shout out.
Not mine. If you want hairy ass pics.
Shout out Gavin. He's my husband. Shout out Vinny. He's on this podcast. And shout out Tommy. He lives in Colorado. He's a fucking Joe. Not like a Joe, but he's...
What the fuck?
He's a goat.
Is that a fucking term? Joe.
I don't know. I think I was trying to say goat, but it came out as Joe.
So why? No, how did you mess up on goat?
Welcome
to the Morgan and Joe show, where we mess up on every sentence.
But, what was it? Yeah, the reaction, it was like, it's bigger than I expected. And I didn't know.
The guy that you sent it to?
No, the chick that I sent it to.
Oh, and I was about to. Oh yeah, because remember you said that.
I didn't know.
And you're over here like, I don't know if I should feel confident.
Confident or like offended.
Sad. Yeah.
Did they have high expectations or did they have low expectations?
I don't.
I don't know how to feel about your emotions on my cock. it's one of the most mysterious things to get, and it's bigger than I expected.
It's one of the most mysterious things to actually send it after you think about it.
Yeah,
because you're over here like. I don't know. This is like
it's the weirdest shit when you wait for a response and you don't want to be like, I sent penis, please respond.
Sending a dick pic is the same thing as asking out your crush or asking out anyone, honestly. Because like you're just like waiting there, like I hate the fact that Snapchat has the whole people in the background, like in the back of the corner, like, oh shit, they're waiting for me. So I'll be like, I want to look at the text, but then like when they pop up, I'm like, fuck, get out of there.
Yeah. I remember I was on the bus and
all the good stories happen on the bus.
This chick sent me some nudes on the bus, like booty pics.
Booty.
And I was just talking to them. I was like, oh wait, she texted me because I thought it was gonna be streaks or like some good morning text. Nah, bro, it was straight booty and titties and like. Everybody around me just got like plus, like I was plus 100 respect. I was like,
I'm only 12 at this point, by the way.
Yeah, I was 9.5.
By the time that my first nude I got was when I was born and I saw my mom's
dick. Did you say you saw your mom's dick?
No.
Ew.
You drink cum?
Women, did you know that cum can you be used as an antidepressant?
Did you know that I'm not going to use cum as an antidepressant?
I might.
I've been diagnosed with depression, and I will not use cum. I'll use everything else but cum. If someone says cut yourself, I'll be like, okay.
I just tried landing on my nose. We just heard some knocking. That was weird.
That's my dog tapping his foot on the... Shout out to my dog.
Yeah, shout out to Joe's dogs. Shits.
Lucy, the big one, and Oliver... The bitch one.
Oliver tried assassinating Joe more than once.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna tell this. Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
I came out the garage one time, and when I walked back in, he's just sitting there on the stairs. So I trip over and I smack my foot against the cement, and I'm bleeding under my toenail, and I still am.
Hell yeah.
Purple toenail.
Pain. Bitches.
Toenail, purple, cock, and hand. It's gaming time.
I have never once I'd say beat off to Tentacle Hentai.
Oh my god.
Have you?
No.
Because
I've always been in the situation where I'm like, oh shit, that's where this is going. And then
And I'm like,
no, I go away. Yeah.
I just nope, I'm getting out. That is a firm no from me.
It's like I've seen weirder shit, honestly. Yeah. Like, if I'm being honest, I've seen a lot. Sometimes
night shift nurses, definitely one of the top ones.
Sometimes you don't even need to watch the porn. You just see the thumbnail. Yeah, and you're like, oh my god, that's enough. Yeah.
Bondage Game 1 and 2. That's some real messed up shit right there. I saw this shit where this girl got her clit made into a dong. And I was like, that's not okay.
I've seen girls with, like, their vagina has piercings in them, and I'm like, who does
how?
That?
How? It's like, you look at them out, and all you hear is, like, a change, like, a pop of change. It's like,
I remember, I saw this one porn, and this guy had a piercing right through his dick. Yeah.
Oh, shit, that hurts.
Okay, first things first. Okay. Lose feeling if you put a piercing today? I know, because I've had a friend who's, like, she told me, she has nipple piercings, right? And she says that sometimes they'll make the feeling go away. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what's the point of touching your tits then? I'm like, okay, but yeah.
I remember I was walking in elementary school, fifth grade.
Oh, God.
And I saw that, I think it was like a mom or a substitute, either one. And she had no bra, but she had nipple piercings. And you could see them directly through the shirt. And so I was like,
I've seen too much.
Staring at her while she was walking down the hallway. And I was just like, boobies.
I've seen too much. In school, there's a point where I was like, I watched too much porn, so I'd be like looking at stuff, and then there's like points where like you start noticing your teacher's nipples, your teacher's bulges, and everything. You're like, ew. One of my teachers was wearing like I think it was like sweatpants, so you could see her camel toe and everything. And I was like, ah,
yo,
dude.
Shout out my French teacher.
Shout out to my teacher who has a nice bulge.
The only
top five teachers with nipples.
Only Janie and Lauren will get the French teacher joke.
Oh, shout out to Janie and Lauren.
Yeah, shout out to Janie and Lauren.
Who were supposed to be here.
Yeah,
but women suck.
Women suck.
That's why we're gay. Kiss me.
That's why you shouldn't have rights.
Welcome to the gayest and sexist, most sexist podcast in the human world.
The title's gonna change at the end of this. It's gonna be like sexist people.
Until James Charles or Jeffree Star makes a podcast, we aren't the gayest podcast out there. Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure there's a podcast of just dudes fucking.
Yeah. That's just porn.
Wait, that's the porn sounds.
ASMR. Porn ASMR.
That is a thing.
That's a thing, yeah, I know.
It's really weird how people can get off to...
And the thing about it is that it doesn't even have to be, like, people fucking. It could just be random. You could be eating macaroni and cheese into a mic, and people are like, oh, yeah, that's fucking hot.
I'm on a Discord server, bro. I'm about to have an acid reflex. Oh, hell no.
You want to...
I'm dying.
You want to, like, bring your chair down before you
I
have
like
that
this.
Acid? Cause
I like
your acid reflex, you go...
what is it? I'm in this... Hentai Haven,
oh god,
Discord chat,
yeah,
and they have food porn as a
that's
a part.
This is the part where I look at my phone and just stop looking at you.
this is the part where I lose all respect towards you.
I lost respect when you said we're making a podcast.
Hey, that wasn't even my idea.
I know.
That was
Vinny went. Yeah, I want to make a podcast because I saw Vinny's story. He's over here like, bro, I'm gonna make myself a fucking podcast. I'm over here like,
this motherfucker calls me and he's like, yo, get your ass over here. We're making a podcast. I was like, okay. I came up with the name, the intro, everything, and this man just like, yo, we're making a podcast. I'm over here. I make that shit on the spot. I was like, teenage virgins. He was like, okay. I was like, what is up? We're possibly virgins,
but definitely teenagers.
Teenage virgins. And we just both looked at each other. And we're like, whoa, nice cock. It was pretty
nice. Nice shot.
but I do want to shout out Vinny because he did make this all real.
Shout out to.
I don't know why my. Hentai Haven is Instagram.
Shout out to all of us, and shout out to Manuel for being one of the group people.
Yeah,
too.
Shout out to Manuel,
Carly.
Shout out to Carly.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Although Carly is a B word sometimes. No,
she,
no doubt.
Sometimes. Now she's a major.
Yeah, she is.
That's a joke.
Carly, welcome to the podcast where we get fucking died.
She lives down the street from me, so she's gonna gang stomp me. Sometimes.
She knows where I live. Does she even listen to this?
Yeah.
Oh,
she listens. She's listening to all of them.
Oh,
I was on the
shit.
Phone with her like yesterday, and I was like, wait, do you even listen to the podcast? She goes, I've listened to all three. I was like,
Welcome to us cutting out that part of the podcast.
Yeah.
We are not going to do that today. Okay, but shout out to everyone that's in our little friend group.
Yeah, for real. Like, y'all make life a lot better.
Yeah, shout out to everyone.
Guns? Why is guns in the Hentai Haven server?
Gun porn? Oh, God.
Kirby guns are like...
Oh, my God.
That's I
saw this one hentai when I was, like, younger, and I was, like, looking at herself. There's people, like, rob a bank, but they were, like, making everyone have sex with each other. This one guy was fucking a girl, but he put a shotgun into the girl's vagina and then shot her. I was like, and he was like, oh, I came. And I was like, no, you killed her.
No, yeah, you definitely blasted a different type of load.
But in all seriousness, shout out to everyone that is our friend. Shout out to everyone that listens to this.
Yeah.
Because honestly, this is making the summer and possibly makes, well,
the
make
rest
the
school year
fucking better. Yeah. Because honestly, I feel like this is really going somewhere.
I'm really glad that I met you, Joe.
Yeah, I'm really
like,
glad
I kind of knew you before.
Yeah.
Through rumors and shit. But now that
rumors,
I'm legitimately...
There's, like, no rumor... Is there rumors about me?
There's rumors about you. Like, you're just a god. You're, like, on G level. You know G?
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. I think it's because, like, I don't know. It was, like, eighth grade or last year when I made up... No, I mean, eighth grade or ninth grade. When I made up this whole Joe to show personality. Shoot. And I was, like, just being myself. I am myself when I'm Joe to show. That's the thing.
Someone froze a piece of soup into a puck of soup,
and I will come.
And that doesn't look good.
I'm not going into that.
That is such a shit cake.
I'm not even like mad that it's not food porn. I'm just mad that you didn't make it right.
And I love how the comment is, she do be looking sexy though, and then no weed in your cake? Weird. I hate people. I really do.
I really do.
Just went from thanking people to me just being so...
I
hate
fuck
people.
All of you who watched this.
I hate you.
Fuck, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so quickly, I know we were on another topic, but quickly, thank you to everyone who listens to this.
Yeah.
Thank you to Morgan and Vinny for adding me to this. Thank
I'm
going
to kiss you in the mouth if you don't shut up.
Dude, I'm going to kiss you on the... other mouth.
I'm gonna kiss you on the
which
cock.
Is your asshole.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
No, this wide.
My asshole's this big.
Yeah, so that's awkward silence.
Oh yeah, and then I also have a special shout out because she wanted me to say this. Shout out to Annalise. And Annalise. I don't is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know, I've never met her.
Annalise and shout out to Anne. Annalise. She wanted me to say that she has a fat ass and nice tits. Shout out to Annalise. That was her personal request.
Okay, I was about to say. Great.
Yeah, that was her personal request. There you go, Annalise. Stop barging me now. And also, you owe me $10 now. That was part of the deal.
Yeah, paid promoted song.
Paid promoted, yeah. And speaking of promotions.
Speaking of promotions, shout out Raid Shadow Legends. The number one MMORPG in the country at the moment. I know what you might be thinking. Wow, you guys are a bunch of sellouts, but this is 100% serious. We are now monetized and I'm joking. I fucking hate life. I wish... I don't know where we're taking this. Don't mind the hentai on my phone.
Oh, God, we need to start. We need to, like, end the whole shouting out people thing real quick. Okay, real quick. Okay, shout out to Annalise.
Shut up, bro.
Shout out to Annalise. Shout out to everyone who watches this. Shout out to everyone in the country, except for everyone that, I don't know, women.
Yeah,
women, I guess.
But,
shout out to everyone in the world except Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
So, on to a different topic because I'm tired of hearing shout out.
Shout out to a different topic.
Shout out to all the Jews that died in World War II. Shout out to all people. Shout out to my dead dog. Shout out to God. We are welcome to the most Christian. Oh yeah, but we could be monetized. Did you know that we could not monetize? We could start getting sponsors.
We need money.
I mean,
we do,
but
yeah.
It's like, where are we at?
Where
are we at now?
If you pay us, we will shout you out. Which is not really a big, like, three white guys shouting you out is basically the same thing as going outside and stepping in dog shit.
You're not a real white guy.
No, I'm not. I'm Mexican.
I was joking.
I'm Mexican.
You know, last episode.
I know, last episode. You're not a real white guy. What do you mean I'm not a real white guy? Man, look at me. I'm fucking pale. God, you want to see my ass? I'll show you my ass.
Oh, I mean, I want to see your ass.
No, you already did. What do you think we did after this?
Before this?
What?
After this?
After this?
I mean, you're talking.
You got some plans?
I remember I put my foot through this table, but it was like the same exact table our friends
doesn't
on.
This like end at 30 minutes?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're 24 minutes and 40 seconds in. I hope I got that right.
Yeah.
And
we're going to stop it for now, and then we're going to make a cut, so then we're gonna have some like intro music in the middle. We're still new at this. Don't bully us.
We're on our fourth episode, but we're still new at it.
All right, so
thank you for watching Teenage Virgins. Go to the intermission right now. All right, welcome back to the most sexist duo on earth. Teenage Virgins. On the second part of the episode, basically.
Second part of the episode.
Cheers to that.
Thanks for the, that was, okay, give
okay,
me a
cheers
yeah,
to.
Yeah, there you go.
Let his me finger, my finger.
Yeah, his finger cock blocked his. Speaking of fingers in
Speaking
drinks.
Of cock block, Vinny.
No,
right.
Speaking of fingers in drinks, I remember I went to Red Robin.
Okay.
And this waiter put his thumb like halfway in my fucking
Oh,
drink.
God.
I got water with a lemon because
Did
I
Did you get
water.
Endless fries, though?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
But he was like, and put his whole ass thumb in my drink. I was like,
I mean,
I would
you know, I would be sad if you didn't get endless fries, though. You know, like bottomless, it's called bottomless fries, isn't it?
You know, they're automatically bottomless, right?
Automatically?
Yeah. Like you go in there.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah.
I went from, I think it was like my aunt or my cousin's birthday.
Did you have to pay for them?
No, obviously. I didn't have to pay because I'm a kid.
No,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I went to the. That's why you're a Muppet. That's
Am I a Muppet? Or am I a man? Am I a man?
Shout out to the Muppets movie.
That was such an ass movie.
Yeah. But Walter did get with the Muppets, though, I think.
He did.
Yeah.
Muppets. It's kind of fucking weird.
Yeah, it was. It was like. He's like, I want to be a Muppet. I'm like, you're already like halfway done. You're a puppet.
It's like a zebra going with
he's
a fucking bunch of lions.
It's like, there's only one. I'm pretty sure I haven't watched the movie in so long, but like
yeah.
There's only like two races.
All
there's
I remember,
human and then there's Muppet.
All I remember is them being on a train.
Oh yeah. I think it's because like the Muppet show kind of like ended and then they were trying to get them all back, you know? And Walter's like, I gotta be on the Muppet show.
He's
no,
I'm
a fucking Muppet. He's already halfway done. He's
so
a puppet.
What's wrong?
Why don't they just let him in immediately?
God, I hate life.
Welcome to movie reviews.
We are Screen Rants. Welcome back to Screen Rants. Welcome to Watch Mojo.
Welcome to Watch Mojo and top 10 reasons why you're a little piss baby.
Top 10 reasons you should have been swallowed.
Oh,
shit, I got it.
What?
Oh, fuck. I've been trying to put the tip of my... There we go. My dick into this thing. I just got it.
What?
That's a joke. I've been putting my little...
That's a joke. It wasn't a funny one, but it was a joke.
What's it called? What are these called?
Aglet.
What?
Aglets. Pretty sure that's what they're called. You remember that
the little
one?
Strings that come off your joggers. I've been trying
and
to
there's
put
also,
the...
Also the...
I've been trying to put the
no,
strings
no,
that
no,
are
these,
off my joggers.
No, these.
The tips
that,
of each other.
That.
Oh.
The plastic part is called an aglet, isn't it?
I don't
remember
I don't
that.
Know.
You've seen Phineas and Ferb, right? You ever seen that one Phineas and Ferb song where like they make the song go A-G-L-E-T, don't forget it, or something like that? Those are called aglets, I'm pretty sure.
I can't say that on the podcast.
Naglet. God.
Well,
what? I saw this one girl's story, and she was like, and the photo said, it's like a TikTok. It was like, repost if white middle-aged men freak you out. I'm like, wow.
Damn.
That's, like, offensive to every white middle-aged man. I mean, unless, you know,
what white middle-aged man is going to be on
you
a teenager's Snapchat?
I know, right? I'm just like, you know, women are also pedophiles, too, right? I know, you like...
How would you feel?
I know that, like, media makes it so that men are always pedophiles, right? But, you know, there are times where, like, there will be a woman sexual offender in
Whoa,
your neighborhood, you know?
Whoa,
no,
Joe,
this is my coming out as a woman and as a sexual offender.
So, if you're gonna put a predator in front of it, put child. Or if you're gonna call me a predator, call me a child. Put child in front of it. My way, she's in the driveway. But what would you do?
You can't just gloss over what the fuck. Was that like a little skit?
Yeah. My way or the highway. So, what would you do if you were just walking down the street and some girl smacked your ass?
Depends on.
And they just like kind of run away.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
So,
smack my ass and go and run away. Goblin.
I actually had this time. I really hated this girl in school, and she like looked at me and went, "Hi, Morgan." And I was coming out of PE. We just lost dodgeball because all the popular kids were on one team. And, like, I was still carrying the team because I had the stupid bitch girls that are like, I don't want to play.
The ball
and
scares me.
And so they get hit with absolute piss rockets.
I fucking hate that. They're like, the ball scared me. I'm like, I saw you sucking your guy's cock on Snapchat last night. Like, ball deep.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. I don't know. But I'm over here, and she's like, hi, Morgan. And I'm like, shut the hell up, you goblin-looking bitch. And I said that in all seriousness, and I walked away. And she went, oh. And I was like, good, suffer. I don't like you as a human being. And I was so mad at that day. Yeah.
That day, my dad beat my ass. And I was like, I'm not having it.
Hey, shout out Gavin if he's listening. Let me get your cock in my mouth.
Shout out to Gavin if... Stop listening.
just stop. Everybody leave.
Everyone who's listening right now, stop.
Joe, can I give you a good old stomach pat?
If you want to.
No. Like, with the sugar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's hot.
Damn.
I'm
all
hard.
The tea just went into my asshole.
All the tea is leaking out from my left.
Do you ever hate it when, like, you try to, like, fart and then, like, you feel something coming out of your asshole and you're like,
start prairie dogging?
Yeah. I can't. Shout out to the last episode.
100%. Yeah, but it starts prairie dogging, and you're like, whoa, that's not going to happen.
Nice shot.
My butthole is expanding. that's
not... Oh, yeah, you weren't there that one day on my birthday.
I never went to your birthday.
I know, because at the time, I fucking hated you. No. Morgan's crying.
Am I a man? No. Tell me the
okay.
fucking story.
So, Carly, I invited Carly and Manuel because Vinny was out of town, I think.
Yeah.
And we all played Wii Sports and Mario Kart and Michael Jackson, The Experience. You should play, dude, you, Vinny, and I, and possibly someone else.
Janie Lorne, shout out.
By the way, fuck you, okay. Fly.
That looks like it sounded like you slammed my head into the desk. Oh, shit.
Welcome to the Joe Show! No, but we all played, like, Michael Jackson, The Experience. And I was about to say, you, Vinny, and I, and possibly Janie and Laura, I only have four controllers, so, like, they can switch out, because, you know, woman.
Yeah.
Woman. We can play Michael Jackson, The Experience, and dance. It's basically just, like, Just Dance, but Michael Jackson. You have it?
I have it.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking great. My mom has
yes,
it.
Yes.
I have Just Dance.
I have it on the Wii.
I have the same.
Okay.
Do you want me to bring my copy over, too?
You can have my copy. Oh, well, yeah, if you want...
Do you wanna?
So we put up two TVs.
Ooh,
we could wait, dude. We could do that.
I mean, we
could have two TVs.
We don't use my Wii.
It's true.
We could have two.
And we already have. I have my sister's TV and then that one.
Whoa.
Yeah. We're live right now.
Yeah, we are fucking recording.
Yeah.
There's a fly on this shoe, and oh shit. I'm gonna slap the shit out of this fly with my sandal. My slide.
This is.
Oh, for that, I thought I'd doo-doo on the slide, but that's just fucking...
Shout out to the piece of doo-doo in my kitchen.
Yo, we walked into Joe's kitchen, I was like, yo, that might be some dookie. And then I realized, no, that's just a stick. But then again, Joe, why do you have a stick in your house?
I got dogs.
I keep the stick on me.
I keep my homeboy's cock in my mouth.
Got a strap in my pocket and the cock in my ass.
God.
But
this, okay.
This is going to be a cursed podcast.
This is already a cursed podcast. I'm glad that this episode is going way better than last time.
Yeah, last time was
really
chaos.
Really chaos. That's why we named it Absolute Chaos.
Yeah, it was... G, shout out G, because I haven't shout him out yet. He was really excited, and he thanked me for the shout out. So, yeah. We really got to have him as a guest sometime, but
yeah.
He does live in Maze at the moment.
So we got our next guest, who will be Janie and Lauren, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If Lauren isn't a fucking libtard...
Shout out to liberals.
my shit.
And then Annalise.
Annalise, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's gonna be my first time meeting her.
Yeah, but
does
remember,
she really have big ass titties and ass? Give me your honest opinion.
I have a girlfriend.
you can still give me an
okay,
honest
well,
opinion.
Okay, yeah, she does have a nice butt. Man.
And
it's like small.
I'm sorry, Annalise. I don't know anything about you.
Yeah, but like. Yeah.
We just totally just, oh, okay, yeah, this is the most sexist duo on the fucking
planet. Yeah, women suck. Quite literally.
I'm dying. I drank that tea. I'm okay. And Joe is jerking me off.
Yes.
Oh, shit. I need to drink more tea after that.
We are possibly... With Vinny, we would actually be the most gayest trio.
Yeah. Because
Vinny's probably the gayest out of all
Vinny's
of us.
Vinny's definitely the most sus.
Yeah.
He says a lot of sus shit.
Vinny gets, the like, girls, but honestly,
he
I don't...
He does not get girls.
I mean, he gets a girl.
He has a girl.
He has a girl.
No offense, Vinny. I do love you.
We do love you. But I remember, I think he's okay with it because there was that one joke where I made... Where he said, "I got a girl now," and I said, "Is this woman gonna be a keeper?"
Yeah,
and he just laughed at that. I was hoping he'd laugh at it. He was like, "Yeah."
He went through this whole hoe phase where he liked a girl, and then went on to the next girl, like the week after, and then liked this one girl who, I'm sorry, but
I can't really.
Don't like her at all.
Vinny
pisses me off.
Morgan just shit his pants.
He just dumped an absolute bomb.
Vinny,
I haven't told
this. This really is. We talk shit on Vinny.
Yeah.
I
forgot the name.
We changed the name like 4 times. It was first just the Joe and Morgan show. Then it was Vinny sucks ass or something like that.
It was
that.
Like Vinny's gay.
And then
Vinny's
now it's like are we gay?
Yeah, it's are we gay question mark.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
are we gay question mark. And then that's our plan to like get to the top of the Spotify thing.
Yeah,
we're going to be gay because if you're gay, you're
instantly
popular.
Trending.
Yeah, no offense, honestly, because I am friends with gay people and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
but no offense, it's so easy.
Likes women.
It's so easy, really. It really just is easy. Also, 11-11 right now.
Oh hell yeah, bro!
But people won't see that because right now it's like 40-something.
Yeah, it's 30-something.
Yeah.
Do you know maths?
25. Yeah, because we left all the 25.
36.
Yeah, 36. 36.
Actually, no, it's 37 in maths. We didn't. Oh my god, that pisses me off.
What?
It's 24:59. Fuck. Yeah, we're disappointed in ourselves at the moment. No. Fuck. This fly is gonna get his ass whooped. Alright, I'm staring up to karate shop this shit.
Oh my god.
Take over the show.
Hi, welcome to the Joe Show. Honestly, the worst show on Spotify.
Here's some smacks, bro. I'm about to whip this fly ass.
This is going to be our ASMR. ASMR Morgan is trying to kick
a
fly's ass.
Fly.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I don't think it's raining
no, it's
anymore.
Sunny.
No.
I thought that was a snake, bruh.
Dude, okay.
A snake on your window.
At my cousin's house, there was like a wasp nest inside the window,
yeah.
Right? And like they couldn't get to us, obviously. And I was like messing around. And I poked on it, and all the wasps they looked at me, and they like, I was like, "Fuck!"
Like,
and they were like, "We remember your face, asshole."
So when I
was leaving, I was like looking around.
I remember my mom. I don't know where. Like,
I remember my mom.
She was unaware of this, but she let in a wasp, and it was just trying to get out the screen door. And I was like, "I'm gonna gang stomp you if you don't leave." And I was like, "Mom, you let in a wasp." And she was like, "Where?" She started freaking out and everything. I was like, "You let it in. How didn't you know?" She's like, "I was not aware." I was like,
"God damn." It's a good thing your mom doesn't listen to this.
Fuck, where's that fly? I just saw it. I'm seeing like glimpses of this fly. I'm going to keep this bitch in my hand if I see this fly.
All right. Back to the podcast. We are live.
And?
I don't know. I just like saying that.
We are live. We are living.
Markiplier. Oh, can I be Markiplier?
No.
Dude, can we be like the three? Vinny is Jacksepticeye.
No.
Yes.
I'd be PewDiePie.
You'd be PewDiePie, yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, do you want to be PewDiePie?
I don't know. Do
you
I
can
want
say
to be
you say the N-word, but you're still popular. Yeah.
You'd lose about 2 million, but you'd gain 100.
Yeah. Well, it's better than being James Charles. It's better being like the trio.
What's wrong
like,
with James Charles, huh?
He's gay. No.
I did a mutual agreement with some friends that if I was gay, I definitely would have something for James Charles.
I wouldn't, honestly, because he just seems kind of toxic, in my opinion.
Yeah, but doesn't mean that the dude doesn't have a nice body.
He does.
I don't,
he,
I'm,
he,
I'm
he,
sounding,
he make
I'm
a good,
sounding extremely...
Stop, that was the mic. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm sounding extremely gay. The fly landed just directly on the mic.
I just
slapped the shit out my mic.
I don't think
mic.
You're ever going to catch it. I believe.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm sounding extremely
We never
gay.
Called that suicide hotline.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
I'm just going to...
Remember the library suicide hotline?
Yeah.
Wait, don't call it right now. They know my address. back to
being gay. Oh, so my stop. I called this one phone number. It was like 1-800 guy girl.
Oh my god.
And bruh, the fucking, where is it? I think this is it.
Oh my god, put on speaker.
I will.
Welcome to prank calls.
You can enter your credit card number now or any time during this message.
I am going to give her my credit card number.
I'm sorry, I did not expect such a muffled sex voice.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's the first time I called this on mic with Vinny. I was like,
hi, you're an experienced caller.
How can you be an experienced caller?
I mean, maybe they've called it before.
Oh my god.
I'm dying.
God, should we prank call people?
Yeah, let's do it. Who do you want to prank call?
Everyone.
Everyone.
On our thing.
I don't have a lot of contacts. I'm lonely.
We're just going to say the same joke every time. We're going to say, is your refrigerator running? And then we're going to... Shut the fuck up. It's a good joke. Anyways.
I don't know. What if I called, like, somebody that I know?
Call Vinny.
I was going to call him gay and hang up.
We gotta say, is your refrigerator running?
Watch him say like the N-word, bruh.
Oh god.
It's not even calling. Hello? Bitch.
I thought it said Vinny lived in California for a second.
I'm just gonna keep trying to call him. His phone might be off. Or he might be out of service.
Maybe.
Alright, so who should I call?
Carly. Let's call Carly.
Carly Bet.
Yeah.
You do it.
I don't want to say.
It's your refrigerator.
Okay. Answer the goddamn phone, Carly.
You cunt. I don't like what your sister's hearing, or what I'm hearing from your sister.
Don't ask. She does this all the time. That's just her dying in Fortnite.
Damn, alright.
God.
So I guess that's...
Carly will, like, fucking berate us with phone calls.
I'm gonna call my brother.
Brubba.
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah, do you plan on streaming today?
No, I normally don't stream on Mondays, but I was kind of thinking about it, though, because I don't have anything to do today now.
Alright, so I need you to plug your stream to the fucking podcast right now.
We're live.
To the
podcast? We're live right now.
Yeah.
What?
Like, how do you spell that shit? Because I forgot.
You got fucking autism. Jesus. I'm confused, okay? I've slept way too much.
You've slept?
And I'm very confused about what's going on, okay? Do you want me to plug your Spotify?
No, I want you to plug your stream.
Would you please?
In your Spotify? In your...
Yes.
We're on. Oh, okay. We're live Twitch right now.
Twitch.tv/Harney. H-Y-R-N-E-Y. All
right. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. That was a stupid fucking prank call.
We didn't even
prank call.
Yeah,
we just went.
Prank.
You want to plug your stream?
Yeah. That's just gonna be the shameless plug. But
yeah. Hi. Right, welcome.
Did
to...
you hear him, bro? He was like, eh.
It's like fucking Courage the Cowardly Dog. What courage?
Bro, hey, you're making me look bad.
That shit scared the fuck out of me.
What?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh yeah.
Just the animation style shit. Like that, it was so weird.
Flapjack.
Oh, Flapjack was. It was cool.
It was cool, but it was fucking terrifying though.
Yeah. That shit was scary. Like that fucking Bubby, whatever the hell name is.
Yeah.
The whale.
Yeah.
They lived.
Captain
in the whale.
Knuckles. Captain Knuckles. I miss Knuckles. I don't.
Captain Knuckles.
What does that mean?
It's Bobby.
I can't do my. I can't
I'm
know.
Bubba.
Okay, no.
It's okay, honey buns.
It's
like
okay, honey buns.
I feel
that
like,
whale was black.
She playing? Yeah, that whale was.
Do you ever see like a cartoon character? You ever see like a cartoon character and you're like, wow, that person's black?
Yeah. Did you know that the dude who plays Cyborg on Teen Titans Go, like the fucking Netflix or not Netflix, the Cartoon Network show,
yeah,
is white.
Yeah, the black dude is white.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with girls voicing boy characters.
Like Timmy Turner, Bart Simpson.
Every anime. Every anime ever.
Hentai.
I watched a hentai. Dude.
I have a hole in my shirt.
Fucking, okay.
Don't you hate it when people say chocolate? Some shit like that where they like put like the texture on it? Chocolate.
This is a really boring podcast. I have to tell you that.
I'm fucking tired, bro.
I want to finish this podcast, but I'm also having fun.
Yeah, I'm having a good time with you. We should fuck after this.
Hold my hand.
I'm holding your hand at the moment.
Welcome to Holding Hands.
Yeah, we're definitely sus as fuck.
No. Yeah.
No.
There's being gay, and then there's being very confident with your sexuality.
And then there's being homosexual.
And then,
or broke.
And then there's being a Netflix producer.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You go. Okay, you have a good story and everything. Yeah, but where's the black guy?
Dude, that just made me spit. That's one of the things you can't say.
It's better than me saying. Wait, no, I can't say. I can't say that still. Hi. There's an explicit rating on this for a second. Not because we cuss or anything, but because
inward.
We are, you know, under investigation by the FBI.
They have looked at our recent searches on the Hanime.tv.
No,
they didn't. And it is not very teenage friendly. Yo, I just turned 18. That means now I can finally watch porn with adults in it.
With adults in it? You were watching pornography.com.
Fun fact, my teenage cousin did steal my porn stash because I left it at my grandma's. And, I mean, it sucks, you know, but at least he's looking at kids his age.
I want to end this fucking episode. This is the Joe and Morgan show. And we suck.
We suck.
Quite literally. Yeah.
Yeah. I think on that note, do you want to call it a good?
Not really. I feel like we have like one more topic to talk about.
Which is?
Give me a second. Welcome to Joe Looks
At. I had a bunch of topics, but it was mostly for Janie and Lauren, you little shits.
Fucks.
Oh, okay. Fucks.
Shits.
Cunts.
Bitch.
Ass. We're honestly autistic at this point. I want to go back in the recording just to hear my brother stutter.
Welcome,
oh my god, we're so retarded.
I do want to state this right now. I have no idea why I'm. I wouldn't call myself really popular, although I feel like that's like the right word.
It's because you're so cute.
I don't think that's why it is.
Yeah.
I think it's because the name Joe the Show
is so catchy.
It kind of is, and also my personality just kind of like...
You radiate with people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm friends with a lot of people. I'm friends with stoners. I'm friends with weebs. I'm friends with furries.
Like, you
God,
and I
can't be friends with anyone.
You and I literally like click the instant.
Yeah. I mean, I met you through Vinny, and Vinny's not here, and we're talking like we've known each other for a life. I've known Vinny for not all my life, for most of it, you know?
Yeah, I've known him since, like, late fifth grade.
Ever since we fucked.
Yeah, we had
I met Vinny
bomb
on Grindr.
Oh, me and Flex looking through the index, looking for some gay buff homies for some hot butt sex. That shit, Tyler, the Creator, is wild and on.
Honestly, point. Like, he's just living his life.
He's living his life to the fullest. Who texted me?
Get the fuck off.
Tommy?
Sorry, babe. We're podcasting.
Shout out Tommy back again. Let's see here.
What you're over here talking to me about fucking shouting out people. You're over here
You're over here sitting over here.
Shout out!
Oh, shit. He hit platinum.
He hit platinum?
Yeah.
Wow. I really don't care. Anyways, we gotta end this episode soon. But we're gonna have to state something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just interrupt me.
We
might want to do that.
So,
because it is, in fact, 8:35 right now.
I'm going to walk home. How hot is it?
It shouldn't be that hot. I mean, it just rained, so.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cute. I'm wearing slides. Yeah, well, on that note, I'm going to call it quits
here. Okay, so, but, Let's just state this now.
Any final words?
We are going to have chicks on our next episode.
Yeah, hopefully.
No, we're going to guarantee it. We will postpone the next episode until we have pussies. Okay.
I'm so sorry for the fucking noise.
And we're so sorry for our, I don't know,
retardedness.
I don't think we should apologize for being unprofessional.
Because we are unprofessional.
We are
teenage virgins.
Yeah. I think that's the name. Yeah. I have a small penis.
And I am possibly gay. Goodbye.
Bye.